Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Daf Pei, is Shabbos, Daf Pei, Shabbos 80. And back on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis in our Mishnah had taught that there are certain things that a person is not allowed to carry out into the public domain, and one of those things is Sid Kedei Lasud Katana Shebebonos, that you're not allowed to take out a lime which was used as like a cream to remove the hair, presumably on a Katana Shebebonos, as one of the literally translates as one of the smallest amongst the girls. So that's the literal translation of this concept, that as enough lime that would take to remove hair from the girl is what you're not allowed to take out. However, our Gemara on Daf Pei Amud Beis understands this differently. That's not the way our Gemara reads our Mishnah. So says our Gemara, what is the amount of lime which, if you take it out into the public domain on Shabbos, you're going to be liable? Explains the Gemara, there's a braisa, tana kedei lasud etzba ketana shebebanos, not enough to remove the hair from a small girl, but to remove lasud etzba ketana shebebanos, to remove the, or to place upon a small finger amongst the girls. Meaning to say, as Rashi says, darkon lasud esko haguf laha adim, it was their manner to place the lime on the body in order to make it redder, or to make the skin glow and to make the skin look better. So we see from this Rashi that there are two reasons why a person would put the lime on their body. One is as a depilatory, to remove their hair, and the other reason is to make the body look better. And since we're talking about a finger, obviously no one is putting the depilatory, or most are not putting the depilatory cream to remove the hair on the finger, so it's obviously being put on there to make the skin glow better. And so even amount to put on a small finger would be enough if a person carried that amount out to be a violation of Shabbos. So now we talk about why would they put the lime on the small girls. So it says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Benos Yisrael Shegiyu Apirkan, that if there was the daughters of Israel that they started going through adolescence, they started going through puberty, and they brought forth hairs, well, Shegiyu Ashanim, but yet they're not old enough to really, the Gemara elsewhere discusses that the typical age was age of 12, so they're not at that age. And as a result of this, Rashi says that they're embarrassed about the matter. So what do we do? Binos aniyim tofos osan basid. So the daughters of the poorest people, the girls would use this lime to remove their hair. Binos ashirim tofos osan basolos. The wealthier ones would use flour, whereas the daughters of the kings would use as a depilatory to remove their hair the shemen hamor, the more oil. What is considered the more oil? We'll get to that in a moment. So but for now, how do we know they would use the shemen hamor? As it states with respect to the young maidens that came to Ahasuerush after he killed Vashti, it states shisha chadash and shemen hamor, that they immerse themselves for 6 months in the shemen hamor, and that's what they used in order to make themselves look better. So what is this shemen hamor? My shemen hamor, asks the Gemara, says Rav Huna bar Chiya Amar setachas, that it is a setachas. Well, what is a setachas? So Rashi in his commentary to Psachim writes that a setachas is not clear. He says, onus parish. He says, we don't know what a setachas is. Rabbeinu Gershom says that it is balsamic oil, and the Marshal says that it is an oil that is made by adding a lot of different spices to it. And more means like myrrh, like spices. And so those are the main explanations. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, Shemen Zayish Oliviyashlesh. He says, the Shemen Amor is the regular oil that has not brought up 1/3, but it is not matured yet, past 1/3. So it's immature oil, immature olive oil. Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer on Pinknon, Shemen Zayish Oliviyashlesh. So Rabbi Huda says that the anpiknon, which we talked about in Menachos 85b, which is not kosher to be brought, to be mixed with the flour that's going to be brought as an offering, is olive oil that is immature. It's not 1/3. V'lama sachan oso. Why do they put the Shemana Mor on the daughters of the kings. Shemashir Asaseir Ma'adenes Abasar. So it has two things. First of all, it removes the hair. And second of all, it makes the flesh, the skin, look better. So now the Gemara tells us a story about this. Rabibi Havile Barta. Rabibi had a daughter, Tafwa Aver Aver. So the father, who was very pious, Rabibi, he put this oil up on her, this depilatory oil, limb by limb, Ushakoba Arba Meo Zuz. And as a result of it, he got 400 zuz as a dowry for this daughter. Typically, we know it's 200, so he got double that. There was a non-Jew in his neighborhood. Havile Birta, he had his own daughter, Tafwa Bechad Zimna, but he didn't do it limb by limb. He put it all in at once, Umesa, and she died. Amarkato Rav Bibi Labarte. He says, Rav Bibi killed my daughter. Well, what did Rav Bibi do? And why does this non-Jew calling him a rabbi? So it was presumably he watched his actions and he said, this is how Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayosam understands it. He saw his actions. Now, this is the approach of the Ben Yoyada. He says he saw his actions, and when he saw it, he said, the only reason why he's not putting it entirely on her at once is because he's a rabbi and it's not appropriate to do it like that. So he's just doing it limb by limb, but I'll do it all at once. And so since he misunderstood the rabbi's actions as a result of this, that's why the Nachri says, you killed my daughter. So we see that the rabbi always has to be careful how people interpret his actions.